Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Congressman Charlie Norwood of Georgia recently made a speech that I want to share with you. He said that the Bush administration budget recently submitted to Congress will allow over 1 million new illegal aliens to come across our border every year. This means allowing an additional 4 million illegal aliens into our country over the next 4 years. That's the equivalent of the entire population of South Carolina or Oregon. Think about that. We're adding the equivalent of a 51st state populated entirely by low-income illegal aliens. Congressman Norwood says that while we are patting ourselves on the back for passing a Border Enforcement Act in December, by the end of this year, another 1 million illegal aliens will have entered our country. This happens every year under current non-enforcement policy. Congress is crowing about adding 1,500 new border agents next year, but they won't be on duty till 2009. He said Congress is bragging about adding technology and maybe a fence, but that won't be ready until 2010. There's no excuse for this. Congressman Norwood said we know right now how to stop this flood of illegal immigration within 2 weeks. We should send 36,000 troops immediately to our southern border. We even know what this will cost, $2.5 billion a year, and that's less than 4% of the $70 billion a year we're spending right now to pay for the health care, education, and incarceration costs of illegal aliens. And we know this could be done in 1 week. That's how long it took us to send 70,000 National Guard and regular Army troops to respond to Katrina. Congressman Norwood blames Congress and the administration for allowing these millions of illegal aliens to enter the United States. He asks every member of Congress to urge their governor to deploy all necessary forces to combat this invasion and ask the president to order the Department of Defense to act.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, an egg a day the hen must lay to keep the stew pot far away, Derry Brownfield!
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. My guest today is Tom Connolly. Tom is a rancher, he's an independent order buyer and a cattle feeder, and he recently testified before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee concerning competitive markets in the cattle industry. Tom is a director of NCBA, but through the South Dakota Stock Growers Beef Industry Council, so he attends the NCBA checkoff meetings. Tom, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Good to be with you, Derry.
I think I failed to mention you're from Belfouche, South Dakota, right?
Belfouche, South Dakota, and we just had a nice inch of rain last night.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I mean, You got quite a bit of snow earlier, did you not?
Oh, no, it's been kind of, we've had some, but we haven't had a lot of snow.
I know, it's been really, really dry, and I talked to some of my friends there in South Dakota, and they were getting snow, and they were really happy about it. I said, you know, out here where I'm from, we always say there's no such thing as pretty snow to a cowman, but these cowmen were liking to see that snow.
Up here, snow was pretty, and when we get some moisture out of it.
Okay. Now, you appeared before the, or you testified before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, and that had to do with competitive markets, right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Give us a little background on what happened there.
Well, the South Dakota Stock Growers had kind of asked me, and RCAF also had asked me to, they had these Senate Judiciary hearings coming around in different areas of the country back there in 2002. And since I have been deeply involved in markets all of my life, matter of fact, and have previously bought fat cattle for some of the bigger packers back in the 1970s, and I kind of know my way around the packing and feed yard industries and a little bit about that. And so they asked me to testify as to what I thought was abusing our markets and maybe, you know, changes our prices drastically, and some of the new deals that the packers had started using, basis forward contracting and grid pricing. And
see, I wouldn't know how to report a livestock market today, Tom.
I understand that. It would be very difficult.
See, I grew up, I spent 40 years of my life in market in market reporting, not all livestock, in grain markets as well. We, in fact, years ago, we reported poultry and egg markets.
Well,
but boy, today, I look at a livestock market, don't even know what it means.
Darren, you know, the kind of, to me, the false thing about a livestock market or a fat cattle market is, over a three- or four-state region, they all bring the same money. You know, if it's $65 cattle, it's $65 cattle. Or if it's $85 cattle, it's $85 cattle.
Yeah. You were buying cattle back in the 1970s.
Yes, sir.
How much break did you give a steer over a heifer?
A lot of times the heifer will yield as good or better than the steer and will grade better.
But she never brought as much.
Most of the time they were a little less, but then there was a time frame in there when a heifer would bring the same money as a steer.
Okay, but that's the point I'm trying to make. I grew up with heifers always selling, you know, 50 cents or whatever it was at the time, under the price of steers.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, heifers and steers all sell alike. They buy a pen of cattle. And, you know, we used to make a big joke out of the fact, Tom, that, you know, cattle buyer can't even buy a pair of boots without he gets one of them off at a discount.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you had to sort cattle. When you went into a pen of cattle, you'd say, okay, I'm going to give, let's say today the market's 85 cents. I'm going to give 85 cent cattle with three of them off. You got to take that one off and that little redneck, she's got to come off, et cetera. Isn't that right?
Yeah, to a point. But fat cattle's not quite so bad that way. You buy the pen on the average.
Well, you do now. I'm going back 40 years.
Well, if there was a, you know, just a flat dog on there that just wouldn't work or might hit the tank, you tried to get her off. But when I'd go into a pen of cattle, I would estimate in my mind, through my judgment, whether they would grade like 80% choice or 50% choice. Whether they would yield 63 or 64%.
All right, but the point I'm trying to bring out here, Tom, is that today, you don't know what the cattle market is until what, Thursday night or Friday? And then, bingo, they'll sell 600,000 of them, and they all bring the same price.
Bring the same price. This is what I'm getting at. If a pen of steers that'll grade 85% choice alongside one that grades 50, and they all bring the same money, what difference does it make to feed good cattle? Or what difference to make to feed the top quality beef, you know? They ought to be rewarded for that. There ought to be a difference in prices. And this is the way it used to be when I was buying fat cattle. I could go out and bid, I might bid as much as $2 or $3 a hundred difference in a feed yard on different pens of cattle and evaluate each pen for what it was. We don't do that no more.
Not at all.
No. They look at the days on feed and which feed yard they're in and bid them, you know.
Okay, now what did you tell the Senate committee on this thing?
Well, I told them I made out different charts and things to show that, you know, each pen of cattle is not worth the same amount of money. And one of the things that I dwelled on strongest at the Senate committee was the forward basis, the board contracts. Now, that's a... For those people who may not be aware of what a basis to board futures contract is, I could sell cattle to one of the big packers today and not deliver them till August at a basis to board. Now, if the futures board is, if they're given a dollar over, a dollar under, or par of the board, whatever it is, I could sign a contract to that right today, and I would have committed those cattle for August delivery.
But you still don't know what the price is.
On a basis of the board contract, Derry, you can price those cattle at whatever the board closes at today, any time between now and July 31st.
Okay, hang on. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. I want to invite you to visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.com or simply click on the banner at rbnlive.com. Getting timely information on critical financial and political news has never been more important. By starting your day with a visit to the site, it will preserve that promise we make to liberty about being ever vigilant. Speaking of which, those who were vigilant about gold and silver this time last year were well rewarded. We also invite you to sign up to our free weekly newsletter and receive special offers from Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who don't have internet access, just give Republic Trading Group a call and speak to either Jeff Bennett or myself, and we'll be happy to arrange the snail mail alternative. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Tom Connolly. He's a rancher, has been and still is an independent order buyer, cattle feeder, bought a lot of cattle back many years ago. And you were talking about, Tom, the basis of board forward contracting. You know, I used to say, if you want to gamble, go to Vegas, because at least they're honest there. They've got cameras watching all of the games. You can't cheat. But when you get on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, you have no idea how many strings can be pulled and how many buttons can be pushed. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I think that's a lot of that's true. You know, I guess I don't distrust the board as much as I do some entities that use or work the board.
Well, the board, I'm sure, whatever people buy or sell, the board is probably honest with that. But we have multinational money managers that can control who buys and sells.
They can push it and shove it around pretty hard.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
It doesn't get to be a real market until you're finally your cattle hit the kill floor, you know, and then you're going to take whatever basis the board that you was able to price those cattle at. In an uptrending market, you know, it's pretty easy to price cattle basis to board and make $30-$40 a head, and people are willing to do that, and bankers want them to do that. Well, in an uptrending market, it's the wrong thing to do to go ahead and contract those cattle. And in a downtrending market, instead of making $30-$40 a head, when you decide you want a basis to board deal, you're losing $40-$50 a head.
Or $100 a head.
Or more. But, and the packers play on the old human nature part of it, and we're never going to get away from that. When the market's going up, we always want next week's prices. When it's going down, we always want last week's prices. And the packers have learned how to play on that with their contracts and drive. You know, I mean, that board just gets sold off and sold off and sold off, and many times right into the last pricing day of the month prior to delivery of that particular month that you've contracted for. And, you know, if you can drive that thing down an extra $3 and then have it come back $3 from where you got your cattle priced, that don't sound like a big deal, but if a packer's got 100,000 cattle bought that way, it ends up being in the area of $3.6 million he's profited by just being able to get that done.
Yeah, and people don't realize, we slaughter, I looked that up just the other day, about 612, I believe it was, 1,000 cattle a week here in this country. A lot of them are not fed cattle because that's cows and bulls and whatever.
Right.
But say a 500,000 cattle, if they make a buck a head, that's a $500,000 just on a simple dollar bill. But hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show, online at DairyBrownfield.com.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN. So that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
And we have returned. Tom, it was back, it was in 2002, wasn't it, that you appeared on this judicial hearing concerning competitive markets?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then you wrote a letter following that to Michael Coughlin. Concerning the Packers and Stockyards Administration.
No, Derry, really, that letter that I wrote to Michael Coughlin was prior to...
Okay, all right.
...hearing.
It was before the hearing, okay.
But I had talked to Michael a few times, and he said, if you ever find anything that you think is wrong in our marketing system, you just let me know, and he said, I'll dig into it. Well, you've got a copy of what I wrote.
Right.
And told him how, you know, the Packers had drove, or somebody had drove that futures market down to extreme lows just prior to the pricing of those June cattle. And I told him also in that, I said, now when you get into June, we're going to have a $3, $4 rally that's going to look pretty good in these June futures. But Packers have been able to, or somebody drove this thing right down into the ground, then Packers got their cattle priced, and then we raised her $2 or $3 or $4, see? And I said, you know, we need to look into this as whether it's legitimate or not. And I sent it to him and never heard a word from him. never, ever seen anything printed or ever heard a word back from him. So,
see, that's all just window dressing. What would you expect him to say when you called him up and talked? Or did he call you? You call him? You said you talked to him.
I talked to him originally at some meeting that he was speaking at.
And okay, yeah, and he's going to say, well, look, you know, I'm in this bit. I work for the government, and if you've got a problem, tell us. We want to know about it. That's just, they're trained, you know, you can teach a parrot to say that, to talk like that.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what I was talking to him. But, no, this, and like this last letter I wrote is kind of a follow-up to say, you know, you come out here and you had all these hearings. You brought these senators and all their attaches out. God knows how much tax money was involved in having these hearings. And then you swept it right under the carpet, covered it up, and nothing was ever heard about it no more. Now, either we need to spend our tax money right, and if we're going to have hearings, we need to investigate these things. We need to dig into them and find out if there's anything to it and what's going on, not just sweep it under the carpet.
Well, you know how the Department of Agriculture operates. Look what USDA did just recently with Packers and Stockyards. They found out, first of all, that USDA wasn't doing its job. And some lady quit over it, but she got a golden parachute when she left, don't you imagine? She was doing what she was told not to do. I mean, you know,
Jerry, if it was you and I doing something like that, they'd hang us on the street corner.
Yeah, we'd be in penitentiary over it. But these people do that, and they have the backing all the way up to the top of the administration officials.
That's right.
And it all has to do with elections and buying politicians. And, you know, I've said this over and over and over again, Tom. I used to know the price of livestock. I could tell you what choice steers were worth and good and standard, whatever, you know, and what a number one hog or a number two hog was worth. I never could figure out how you price politicians. There should be some kind of a market report to see really what they are worth. I like what G.B. Oliver said about politicians. He says, you can't buy a politician. Why can't you buy? Because you don't have enough money. You're bidding against the multinational corporations. These guys, they deal in multi-millions of dollars, and they're not going to let some poor rancher buy them off.
I think to figure out how, you know, what a politician costs, I think you do that on a sliding scale, and generally it slides up, and you got to be big corporate America to be able to adjust that scale up to buy them.
Right? They don't sell by the pound, do they?
No, they don't. No, sir.
Well, let's move along here.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
All right.
Why do we send politicians to negotiate trade agreements?
Listen, I've asked that question. I started asking that question back about 1960. I think it was in 65. I'm not sure. But if you can remember back that far back, Eisenhower was president.
Huh?
And we were not going to sell grain to Russia because it was a communist country.
Right.
Then they made a 5-year or a 3-year, I can't remember, grain agreement with Russia. And when our grain experts came back home, our trading experts came back home, they knew that they had made this 5-year agreement. We'd signed a 5-year agreement with Russia. They didn't know how much grain the Russians were going to buy. They didn't know what kind of grain the Russians were going to buy. And they didn't know at what price, but they came home with a 5-year agreement. And I said, for gosh sakes, and if I remember right, they had some college professors that went over there, some economists, and made these deals. And I said, why don't we sell a cattle buyer or a used car dealer, somebody that knows how to make a deal and get a decent deal made. But I said, little kids trading pocket knives are better than these guys.
That's exactly right. But it sounds like what they come home with, as you explained, it sounds almost like a grid pricing tool in the cattle business today.
I don't know, but I hear music. Let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi, you're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry, how are you?
Good.
Couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. It put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you. There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Precious metal prices pushed to new highs on Thursday, with gold futures topping $600 an ounce and silver above $12 due to continued fund buying, firm oil prices, and a weaker dollar. Gold closed up $7 to $594.60 an ounce. Silver jumped 36 cents to close at $12.03 an ounce. Some experts are predicting a near-term downtrend, which could clear the way for four-digit gold prices in the next few years. And now this.
5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Can you believe it? Mega is looking for people like you and me. And they can tailor a plan to fit your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call 800-479-0853. 800-479-0853. That's 800-479-0853.
Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states and benefits may vary by state. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. Call 800-479-0853 for details.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says 99% of lawyers give the rest a bad name, Derry Brownfield!
And we're back, visiting today with Tom Connolly. He's an order buyer, a cattle feeder, a rancher. And he's appeared before some Senate hearings concerning competitive markets. Let me give you our telephone number. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Listening to the commercial just a moment ago, Tom, and gold is up to almost $600 an ounce. It's just about doubled in the last few years. Silver has more than doubled in the last few years. You know, the gold and silver market, or the, I don't know about the silver, the gold market has been controlled by the international bankers now for a long, long time. And it looks like it's finally getting out of hand where the people are saying, hey, gold is worth more than what you guys are holding the price down to. Is there ever going to be a chance, ever a chance, when cattle prices can actually sell on a competitive market like gold apparently is doing today?
Oh, Derry, I think we've seen a time frame like that in the fall of 2003 and 2004. You know, we reached some pretty good prices on our cattle, and you know, it'll happen again. We do have cycles in it. It goes up and then goes down. What concerns me most of all is the amount that we're going to import down the road as to whether we get the prices that we have been used to in the last couple of years or not. You know, we depleted our own herds, and we had some, the Canadian border was shut to live cattle for a while. It's been open to meat, box beef for a long time, so they kept bringing it in the back of a reefer. But, you know, we've got a, I guess my thoughts are America should take care of America and not worry about all the trade agreements with the rest of the world, because we are, our wage scale here compared to other countries does not put us on a level playing field. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but we may have come through that time period already, and hopefully we'll get another one down the road, but it'll probably be in the next up cycle. So,
you know, I'm not sure those cycles mean as much as they used to.
Well, they don't, because they can be controlled, too.
Absolutely. You know, they keep talking about, well, we have fewer cattle now than we had back in 1951. And I keep throwing out these 1951 figures. But, Tom, were you in the cattle business in 51? That was before your time.
I was just a kid in 51.
Well, I was a grown kid in 51.
Yeah.
And I was 20 years old. And I remember very well how the situation was. You could sell, a cow was worth $300, and a car, brand new car, is worth $1,200. You could sell four cows and buy a car. And nobody thought cattle were all that high.
Right, right. But you're a long ways from four cows buying a car today.
Well, you can't. I had some figures on there the other day. Rolls Royce costs $300,000 now. Now, you know, we didn't have Rolls Royces back in those days, but if we did, they wouldn't have cost any three. But we're living in the past. What about our future?
Derry, I think our future is in the cattle business. I think a lot of what our future is going to be in some niche markets and your commodity market's always going to be for somebody who wants to buy the cheapest thing they can buy. I think there's going to be areas for all natural niche markets, and we're seeing that already. I think it's going to get bigger.
All right, but the average rancher can't do that. If everybody did that,
then there wouldn't be
a niche market.
Be any good anyway.
No.
You're right.
So, you know, it's kind of like we've got a good friend. I've had him on the air. Ben Roberts is selling eggs over on in western Oregon and state of Washington for $4 and something a dozen. But everybody can't do that, and everybody can't raise can't have chickens like he does.
That's right. Speaking of Ben Roberts, he called me the other day. He thought he'd stop by here today. He's coming through town, so I might.
Oh, really?
I'll tell him hi for you.
All right. He's supposed to come out here.
Oh, is he?
Well, I don't know if it's on this trip or not.
Well, I don't know either. But
tell him while he's headed, at least he's headed south.
Give you a call anyway.
Yeah, tell him to come on out here. I want my bricks. He'll know what you're talking about.
Bricks, all right.
He's got a deal. We can still get a bunch of St. Louis Stockyard bricks.
I see. Well, that could be valuable.
All right, now, where did you buy cattle?
Where? I lived in Kansas for a while.
Okay, so you know about the bricks then.
Pardon?
You know about the bricks. Did you trade at Kansas City Stockyards?
No, it was feed yards, Western Kansas.
Okay, all right.
Oklahoma, Colorado, Nebraska.
Yeah, for whatever it's worth for our listeners, I think it's kind of an interesting story. But when they built the stockyards, they used these paving bricks. A lot of our old streets in some of these rural towns still have the old brick streets, and they're still good. Boonville, Missouri's got some real nice brick streets still. And they didn't put mortar between those bricks or anything. They're extremely heavy bricks. And they just laid them down, and they put sand between them. And that was what the stockyards were built out of. In other words, there was no pavement there at all. And, of course, when they destroyed the stockyards, they've got tens of thousands of these paving bricks.
If I remember right, Omaha stockyards had a bunch of them.
All of the river markets used bricks, every one of them.
Yeah,
boy, that was hard on horses, too, I'll tell you. We'd bring a horse home from the stockyards. It took you months to get him where he wouldn't stop on his front feet because you know, they got to walk stiff-legged on those bricks or they fall. You can't slide a horse on bricks.
That's right.
But anyway, that's another story. That's a totally different story. Anyway, let's move along here on these trade agreements. Where do we stand on trade agreements?
Well, I think the CAFTA is running into some rough water, mainly because the countries on the other end don't like it either. You know, as far as the United States, and they passed the CAFTA agreement, well, railroaded it through the House and the Senate late night with nothing short of bribes to get votes, you know. And to me, that's not the way our republic was founded. And if you've got an agreement that can't pass without making concessions or buying votes, there's something wrong in our offices in D.C. I don't like the way that was done. I really have a bad taste in my mouth because of that. I'm not for the CAFTA agreement.
How about NAFTA and GATT?
NAFTA and GATT. I'm not for either one of them either. But we've got them.
Well, we've got CAFTA.
Yes, we do. But until those other countries ratify it, I guess it hasn't. It won't. Well. Maybe I'm not up to speed on it, Derry.
You know, I get a kick out of the administration. That the administration puts out every bad word they can about Chavez. Hugo Chavez is the president of Venezuela.
Right.
And you don't see anything good. You never hear anything good about Hugo Chavez.
And right.
I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he says, you know, I didn't know all this bad stuff about him. He said, I kind of thought he was I had him kind of pegged as a hero. He said, he stopped that CAFTA deal, and he did. If it hadn't have been for Hugo Chavez, these other countries would probably have gone along. But Hugo, he got that thing stopped down there.
Well, you know, I guess, am I right? There won't be a whole lot they'll do about it or do with it until those countries go ahead and ratify it, or?
I don't understand. You see,
ratify it.
Our government has a way of making people become willing sellers or willing signers or willing doers.
Right there. You're right.
And if they don't, they might end up like, they may end up like, Saddam Hussein, you don't know. In fact, I have heard, and I don't know how reliable this is, that our CIA has been to Venezuela trying to convince Hugo Chavez to change his attitude.
I see.
And, you know, they have ways of making you change your attitude. It's kind of like breaking a colt, you know. You jerk his front feet out from under him enough times, why, he'll kind of start doing what you want him to do.
Yes, sir.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
And we have returned. Tom, do you have, you know Ben Roberts, do you have his book on the past, present, and future of the cattle business?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, you know, he describes exactly what's happened over the last 100 years, literally.
Right.
And I think it was in early 1900, around 1905 or 6 or somewhere back there, that Upton St. Clair wrote this book about the Chicago slaughterhouses and turned people against eating beef. And people were afraid to eat it because he told about how bad everything was in a slaughterhouse, et cetera, dirt and whatever, you know. And so the beef packer said, you know what we need to do to get these people to enjoy beef again and buy our product is we need to have government tell them that beef is good to eat. So it was the packers that decided that they must have a food safety law, and they wanted federal inspection. And the Congress says, hey, that sounds like a great idea, but we don't know how to write the law. Would you help us write the law? So they wrote the Meat Inspection Act. The packers wrote the Meat Inspection Act. And they wrote it so that, hey, just us big packers can do this. You little guys out there in the country with a slaughterhouse, hey, you can't butcher cattle like we can. And they put a lot of people out of business. Way back then, at that time, I can't remember the exact figures, but it seems to me like there were 5 major packers, and they handle a little over 50% of all the meat that was slaughtered, red meat. And we're talking here about cattle, hogs, and sheep. No poultry involved in this. But they had like over 50%, and that's when they came along then with the Packers and Stockyards Act to break up those monopolies. Well, today there's only 4 packers, and they control 80% of the cattle. And, hey, it's all right today.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Wouldn't you like to be able to write all the laws that pertain to your business decisions?
I'd just like to be able to see the feds have to follow the same laws that you and I already have to follow.
Oh, I agree with you there, too. I agree with you there.
But what are they? We've got Tyson Food, which acquired IBP. We've got
XL,
which is they've bought and sold one another so many times, I have trouble keeping up with them, and I don't have any notes in here with me.
And then you've got Swift, and then you've got National, and I think National's probably doing the best job of all of them myself. But
they're the smallest.
Yeah, they're the smallest, and that's the big four.
But you talk about the big four. I've got a few figures here on Tyson. Once Tyson bought IBP, they now, this one company, kills 5 million chickens, 500,000 hogs, and 250,000 cattle every week. Is it a week? Yeah, I think it is.
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's a week.
Same thing.
You can't believe one individual can control that much of a product. But yet, our packers and stockyards people, they say, oh, you know, they're not doing anything wrong. It's perfect. This is what happens in a free economy. Let's take the final break of the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
I'm visiting with G.B. Oliver of Paragon Foundation. Tell our listeners about the Paragon.
We were very fortunate when Mr. Lineberry helped us set up this foundation that he endowed us in a way that we could run the infrastructure. So therefore, we don't have to take any monies that anybody contributes to this foundation and use it for anything other than to help the people down on the ground. One of the things Mr. Lineberry made me promise 31 days before he died, when we sat out and we worked this out, he said, I want you to take this foundation and I want you to help the people that can't help themselves. And I made a commitment to him, and I will die with that commitment. And I can assure you that when you contribute any money to this foundation, it goes to those people on the ground and helping those people on the ground, every dime of it.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. Tom, we're in the home stretch here. We just have a few minutes left. We mentioned it earlier back in the 1950s when, you know, you could sell four cows and buy a new car. And we didn't think cattle were all that high. We knew we had some pretty good prices, but we didn't look at it that great. But I remember very well, it wasn't but a year or two later, those same $300 cows were bringing 8 cents a pound. So a 100,000-pound cow, although we didn't have too many 1,000-pound cows in those days, but that would just make them worth $75 or $80. So things can change in a hurry. Now, I see here where the meatpacking industry has given more than $150 million in political donations during the last 6 years, since Bush has taken office, to candidates running for Congress as well as major offices. And this is why they've got the Department of Agriculture under control.
That's right. I believe that 100%, Derry.
All right. Now, let me throw out another figure or two to you. Our cattle numbers are down. We don't have as many cattle in this country as we have, as I said, since back in the 1950s. And the reason was that as these cattle prices did get a little bit better, Now, I was caught in the same. I did exactly the same thing. But, you know, we were getting $1 a pound for a calf at weaning time. Okay, a 600-pound heifer calf brings $600. Hey, that's the best we had seen for a long time. We didn't look at it from the standpoint of a dollar's not worth much, but hey, that's not bad. Let's go ahead and sell those heifers. Heifers went to feedlots. Now I see where our national herd has... okay, but today people are giving up to $1,500 for a bred cow.
Yes, sir.
Because we sold so many heifers. All right, today I see where our national cow herd's up 1%. Now, 1% doesn't sound like much, but it means a lot when you look at the overall figures, the cattle that are coming in the form of box beef, the meat that's coming in from Australia and Argentina, the cattle that are coming across the Mexican border. What do you see for the next, the next 24 months, let's say?
Dairy, I think we're on a roller coaster ride. I think we're going to have this market go even quite a bit cheaper than it has here in the last few weeks. I think you're going to see fat cattle in the upper 60s, maybe the mid 60s. And then I think we could have a turnaround by October, December. We could maybe see higher prices then. But the point being is that's all going to pertain to how much meat do we import? Do we have anything we can export? And how this chicken thing plays out. There's a lot of poultry, frozen poultry around that needs a home. And it's gotten mighty cheap. And we've got to compete with those other meats. And this cattle market, I want to be optimistic. But at the present time, I've been bearish for some time because of the way that this thing is controlled, and we've been bringing live cattle in out of Canada for quite a while now, and not a huge amount, but every little bit. If it's a pound of meat, somebody's got to eat it, you know.
And what do they say? If you don't sell it, you're going to smell it.
Smell it, and you won't do that very long.
No, you won't. And you know, looking at these figures, Missouri. Most people don't realize it, but Missouri is, except for Texas, is the biggest cow-calf state in beef cows in the nation. And we have more cows per... It's just because Texas is so large. We have more cows per square mile than any place in the country. And our cow numbers are up like 4.5% or something here in this state.
So, well, you know, a few years ago, back when we was so dry and you guys was getting some moisture, a lot of our cows went down in your country, in Tennessee and way on down to Georgia. And, you know, there, a lot of cows that sold out of our country went that direction.
You know, I'll tell you what else is going in a direction. I'm watching the clock, and it tells us, Tom, that we have spent 1 hour discussing this situation. I don't know if we've accomplished anything or not. Maybe we've educated a few folks in some areas at least, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.